Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if you had a glass of orange juice with breakfast this morning, we hope you really savored it. Orange growers across the U.S., from Florida to Texas to California, are trying to protect their crops from a disease that gradually kills citrus trees, rendering their fruit green and disfigured and bitter. The March issue of Scientific American looks at this disease, known as citrus greening or huanglongbing, that's threatening the American citrus industry and our orange juice. Joining me now is Anna Kutschmidt, an editor at Scientific American, who wrote the piece. Welcome to WNYC. Hello, Anna.
Hello. Thanks. I'm very glad to be here.
And tell us the basics about this disease. It's thought to be spread by an insect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the disease and the insect are both new to the United States. The disease arrived here to Florida in 2005. Before that, it was endemic to Asia and Africa and is just making its way into the Western Hemisphere. The insect also arrived fairly recently. And that is one reason why the two have spread so quickly. The insect has very few natural predators, so it's been proliferating kind of unchecked.
What does it do to the trees exactly?
The disease gums up the tree's circulatory system, making it difficult to absorb nutrients. So the tree basically slowly starves to death.
And you're saying citrus trees, but the headlines are about orange juice. So does this also threaten our lemons and our limes and our grapefruits?
It does. It threatens every single kind of citrus. And there is no type of citrus that is naturally resistant to this disease, which is another thing that makes it so devastating.
And from your article, it seems like a slow-moving horror story. It was first detected in Florida in 2005, and since then it's been found all over the United States on citrus farms, and it's been most recently found in Los Angeles. Is there a cure?
There is no cure, unfortunately, but this is something that scientists are working to find. They're experimenting with antibiotics. Believe it or not, you can inject penicillin into the trunk of a tree, and that may help. But of course, we would never use penicillin in agriculture because it would spread antibiotic resistance. But they're looking at other similar antibiotics that are not used for humans but may kill the pathogen.
And listeners, if you've been watching the price of orange juice concentrate futures, you know, on the weekend in your downtime, following the orange juice concentrate futures online, you've been seeing them rise. At the same time, the industry has been cutting their projections for orange crops. So, Anna, have we seen a change in the price of oranges or orange juice in stores yet? Is this affecting consumers?
This may be the first year that we're seeing a reduction in yield, possibly due to citrus greening. And for sure, in the future, orange prices are expected to rise as the supply dwindles.
And the Wall Street Journal says the Florida Department of Citrus says orange juice prices hit $6.23 a gallon last year, up from $5.71 5 years ago. And there was a 2012 study that estimated that this disease had already cost Florida's economy $3.6 billion and nearly 7,000 jobs. And Florida produces about 90% of the orange juice consumed in the United States. But there's still orange juice, and if it's 50 cents a gallon more, that's, you know, a lot in a way, but it's not the worst thing in the world. Is this expected to spread and spread and spread until there are no citrus crops left?
That is a remote possibility. There is that possibility that it could completely cripple the citrus industry in the United States. The disease has completely wiped out the citrus industry in Vietnam. That's one place that it has already
really
hit very hard. But The high citrus prices at the moment are not directly related to the disease, and it's those high prices that have kept growers in business this long because their costs have just skyrocketed. They've had to spray a lot more pesticide on the trees. They have to take special precautions to grow their young trees. All young citrus trees destined for commercial orchards are now grown indoors inside special insect-proof cages.
And your article details a few methods that the industry is using to combat the disease. A kind of wasp is one of them. How does that work?
Yeah, this was one of the parts of the story that I was most interested in. This is called biological control. So the Asian citrus psyllid, the insect that's spreading this disease, originates in South Asia. So scientists went back to its home to find its most effective predator, which happens to be this tiny little wasp. When we think of a wasp, we think of something large that looks like a bee. This is maybe half the size of a chocolate sprinkle, and it does not sting humans, but it destroys these psyllids. So they are releasing these wasps by the hundreds in Los Angeles, in residential communities. And I actually traveled along. I drove with the scientists as they released these wasps in L.A.
But you note that this is a Pakistani wasp and that importing anything from Pakistan these days is not particularly easy.
That's right. And for sure, biological control has had its share of horror stories, too, where you bring in one organism to control a pest, but then it destroys something that you weren't expecting it to destroy. So they have taken very, very strict precautions to make sure, as best they can, that this wasp will only parasitize, will only prey on this insect that spreads this disease and nothing else.
And there's possible hope in genetic modification. How would that work?
Yeah, the consensus is that our only long-term way out of this predicament is genetic modification. So they are already planting trees in a small pilot study in Florida, trees that have spinach genes spliced into them. And these genes make the citrus trees naturally resistant to this disease. And they're also experimenting with insecticide genes which will make the tree unpalatable to the insect.
So is this ultimately a story of an invasive species brought here through globalization destroying an American crop?
It is very much that story. And it's also kind of an interesting illustration of what happens when you kind of innocently bring plant material through customs, you know, tucked away in your luggage, and you don't have your luggage inspected, because that's exactly how this disease most likely entered into the United States, probably through somebody bringing a gift for a relative, you know, kind of maybe a potted mandarin tree or some kind of an ornamental citrus tree, meaning it as a gift, but little did they know this tree was infected and has spread devastation through our citrus industry.
Which is why when you fly internationally, there's always that questionnaire about whether you're bringing plants in?
Exactly. So from now on, I'm going to answer that honestly, and I'm going to try not to bring in plant material because I feel like I've learned my lesson by reporting this story.
The U.S. also gets imports of orange juice from Brazil. Has that been increasing to compensate for the orange juice production losses here?
So Brazil has also been hit by this disease, but they have done a somewhat better job of managing it. Just their circumstances are a little bit different, but they were able to very quickly uproot as many infected trees as they could find and replace them with nursery stock. So their infection rate is quite low. But yes, I think the imports from Brazil will continue to try.
And this isn't the only threat to orange juice. There have been climate changes, droughts in Texas, and unusual freezing in Florida. So is it inevitable one way or another that we'll see prices rise at very least?
Yes, I would say so.
And how alarmed should we be about this threat to orange juice? The headline of your article, which maybe is, you know, on the more alarmist edge for Scientific American, the end of orange juice. Is that really what we're facing?
That really could be what we're facing. Many of the scientists that I interviewed are truly and honestly concerned that that could be the case. It's a remote possibility, but it's spreading. It's been spreading for the last 8 years, despite everybody's very, very best efforts to control the disease. I think ultimately they hope that this through this trial by fire, they're kind of starting to get ahead of the disease and try to find better ways of controlling it. And so they hope that one way or another, they'll control it long enough for them to be able to find a solution.
Well, there you have it. Orange growers across the U.S. from Florida to Texas to California trying to protect their crops from a disease that gradually kills citrus trees, rendering their fruit green and disfigured and bitter. The March issue of Scientific American has looked at the disease known as citrus greening. And we thank editor at Scientific American, Anna Kutchman, who wrote the piece, for filling us in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.